Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
106.5, The End.
Gavin, Katie, and Ray. It's the wake-up call.
So I thought this was interesting. Parents, about 600,000 of them, are being shamed by travelers on bringing kids on flights. So they've avoided flying with kids altogether. And they said one of the biggest issues actually was breastfeeding on an airplane.
Okay.
I don't have an issue with that. I mean, it does seem kind of like a little annoying to bring a really small kid on a plane that has the potential to, like, cry.
Okay.
A grown-up has the potential to cry, too.
Yeah, that's true.
That's right. It's true, too.
You've never flown with Katie.
250,000 adults say they've avoided flying with their children for the past 5 years, and 28% of these adults were told to manage their child's behavior by other passengers.
That's terrible.
That really is.
Gavin told the story about how when you guys were flying across the country with Theo? Born.
Oh, no, it was Connor.
It was Connor.
It was our first flight with a baby.
And I loved the idea on how you guys packed like little Ziploc bags of like earplugs and you know,
chocolates and a little note that says, this is my first flight.
Right. Which I thought was, that's super cool and courteous. But like, when I flew to North Carolina for a funeral a few weeks ago, probably for like a solid hour and a half of a 3-hour flight, like there was a kid a couple of rows behind me that was just not having it. And it was, and I get it, like sometimes because of the air pressure, the kids, you know, they're not used to it and it can, you know, be painful for them.
Well, and sometimes kids are exhausted and that makes them cry, or sometimes kids just cry.
If you think you're having a bad flight, guess who's having a worse flight than you? The parents of that kid.
True.
And you need to have a little bit of sympathy. I'm sorry that your life is going to be annoyed or inconvenienced for the next hour or two, maybe five, but that's their life. So they get that all the time.
Like, obviously, when you went to this funeral, nobody loves hearing the sound of a baby cry.
Right.
But were you upset by it?
I wasn't upset. I just do think, like I was saying, I thought that the idea that Gavin had of giving the little goodie bags out, I thought that was a good idea, and maybe that should be done more.
Okay.
But I do think, though, like, maybe... Oh, gosh, and this kind of goes along with this article. Like, I mean, I don't want to shame people of not taking their kids on a flight.
Well, that's what's happening.
I know, but what I'm saying is like, maybe wait a little longer.
You mean like till the kid is older?
Right. So remember how like back in the day, like smoking on an airplane used to be a huge thing. And
right.
Then they kind of realized that, well, not only is it bad for the person that's smoking, but it's bad for
everyone
on the plane. I think when you have a crying baby, is it bad for everybody on the plane?
No, it's not bad for everybody. It's annoying.
there's no equation there.
Well, I mean, is it equally as annoying, I guess?
Guys, son, you got secondhand crying.
Not everybody that's flying with a young child is going to Turks and Caicos for vacation.
Right.
Like, my dad used to live in Southern California, and when Emma was like 4 months old, I flew with just her. It was just she and I. To Southern California so that she could spend time with my dad and he could spend time with her. Mm-hmm. I feel like that is an important thing for families to do. Yeah. So
we flew 5 hours to
you know what?
Bring
Here's
grandparents.
The bottom line. If you choose mass transit and you choose to travel with a bunch of other people, you can't control the situation and it's not always going to be pleasant. Sorry.
Totally
understand that.
You don't get, and I know, Rain, you're not somebody who's like a super outspoken person, but there are people out there that are super like, oh, this effing baby. Oh,
right.
God.
Or even like, just like...
yeah, something like that. It's like, You must have a really great life that you get to go from your house to wherever you go with no annoyances in your life, because that's not the way my life works out. I get annoyed by everything because that's what life
well,
is.
That's true.
That's what life is.
And like, there are a million other ways you can be annoyed on a plane that are actually, I think, worse than a crying baby, because you can't always control whether your baby is going to cry or not on a flight, and you don't always know if your baby's going to cry on a flight.
Right.
For example, someone that chooses not to put on deodorant, they knew they were going on a plane, they know they're smelly, they chose not to put deodorant.
Great point. My son's, he can't help whether or not he poops in his pants, but you're a grown-up and you smell like you pooped in your pants.
So let's shame those people.
I'm all about shaming those people.
Boo!
You smelly adult. Oh, great. I hate flying with smelly adults.
Here's what's next on the Wake Up Call.
We found out that Katie's grandparents had 9 or more of every single thing in their house. Call the show if this sounds like you. 766-1065. What do you have multiple items of in your house that you totally don't need? Or you can text us at 73389. We'll tell you what was in Katie's grandparents' house and take your calls next at 840.
1065 The End.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.